What do you love about music?
To begin with, everything.
Now, this is serious business here, man. We've got a mission. Putting on a great show is the most important thing you can do. One great rock show can change the world.
Welcome to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis, pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Greg Kot. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune. And tonight, boy, what a show. I am spiking the eggnog with some electric Kool-Aid. We've got our very own Kris Kringle, a man who has visited us every Christmas with some of the most bizarre, under-the-radar Christmas music, some of the coolest Christmas music you're ever going to hear.
Christmas music that does not suck. So fire up the Yule Log DVD, grab a hot toddy. We're going to play some great music like this on Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio.
Jingle bells, jingle rock and roll it all day long. Sing and dance, rock and roll the melody of Christmas cheer. Do the brand new Christmas song, the popular rock and roll way. Now
all right, that's Sylvia Reed with a song called Christmas Rock and Roll, a song poem. Submitting a poem to a recording studio stocked with pseudo-professional musicians, guys who basically get paid by the hour to record music note for note, and they put a musical bed behind her little Christmas poem and turned it into this.
Here they come, Santa, and it's all a full reindeer to the tune of the Christmas rock and roll song. Rock, rock, roll, Christmas rock and roll, the new beat all the day.
The music you're listening to is from the collection of one Andy Surzan, who favors us every Christmas with some of the best under-the-radar Christmas music ever recorded.
We're going to tell you his whole story, how he came to be the Sound Opinions Christmas elf a little later. But right now, we presume there are Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or solstice pagan festivals going on around us. And Andy, we're just going to hop right in the music, right?
That's what I like to hear. All right, we're going to go down to the Caribbean for a track that came out in 45 in the early 60s. It's a party for Santa Claus. Everybody's drinking beer, whiskey, and rum, but Santa's got none, and Lord Nelson feels bad for him. So he wrote a song, Let's Have a Party for Santa Claus. Here we go.
On Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio.
Time is the time for giving. We learned that from since we're small. But from year to year it's the same old thing. Santa's coming to call. We always ignore it or forget it. This we know it's true. So this coming Christmas, let's all make an effort. Get a present for Santa too. Let's trade in the old sleigh and the reindeer for a big car with a chauffeur. Get a helicopter, because everybody loved their old Santa Claus. Here and we
all having fun. Santa brought presents for everyone, but he had to squeeze through a chimney, poor Nicholas. What a horrible place to pass. Why not open your window or your front door so Santa could bring his gifts? I find that climbing on a rooftop and coming through a chimney is a whole lot of stupidness. Move him from the North Pole, cause it's so cold. Give him an apartment with modern equipment. I made a butler, he deserved. Let us show our love to dear Santa Claus. Everybody drinking beer, whiskey and rum, poor Santa ain't getting on. And his jingle bells, they're all Santa goes wearing the same old red clothes. We should be ashamed, we should be blamed to treat Santa Claus like a brute. So let's chip in some dollars, take him to the tailor for a new continental suit. Take him out to a nightclub or a movie, get some fine chicks and give a party. It's time to chip in and do our share to make sure he comes more than once a year.
I do believe Santa's getting some tonight.
Beach blanket bingo party going on there. That's Christmas music from the collection of Andy Surzan, our very own Kris Kringle here on Sound Opinions.
I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot. But once a year on Christmas, we turn the show over to you, Andy. What did we just hear?
That's Jimmy Reed talking about his lady at Christmas time. You know, funky blues rhythms, jagged guitars, and searing harmonica. Blues man Jimmy Reed. Christmas present blues. Before that, we heard Lord Nelson throwing a party for Santa Claus. That's set one.
All right. Well, this is the kind of stuff we're going to play tonight on Sound Opinions. Andy Surzan is the king of esoteric Christmas music, spectacular Christmas music. I mean, there is just no reason to ever hear another version of, you know, the first Noel, you know?
Indeed.
And you're not going to get that tonight. Unless it's perhaps sung by a Martian. Andy, where are we going now?
This next set's going to kick off with Bobby Sherman, which might seem strange, but you know, he's a teen idol in the 60s, 70s, and he recorded a Christmas album and, strangely enough, snuck this track on there. This is an absolutely subversive move on Bobby Sherman's part, and it's just simply called Prologue on his record. Without further ado, it's self-explanatory. Here we go. Prologue, Bobby Sherman.
Christmas tensions building up. Too much to do, too little time. Relax with a Cloud 9 tablet. It's the little green pill with hydrobarbaphenochlorodiethylmesilicone that can get you through the holiday.
I sneaked up past the pole and found Santa in his home, and Rudolph's potting by the fire, and Vixen's hanging by a wire, and harness slick and bright, Vixen leads into the night, and Rudolph pouts and pouts away, won't pull as on the clouds he lay. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been far, and Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Oh, Santa yells to start the show. Each reindeer stomps and wants to go. Midnight is close at hand. They're late in every land. And Santa's mad as all get out and cracks his whip as up they mount. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. His nose no longer red, he'd rather go to bed and pout upon the Christmas sled. And Santa, all he sees is red with earthly Christmas through on the Milky Way they're due. So off they go among the stars with loads of toys for kids on Mars. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. From there to Venus flies for Christmas in the sky. Old Rudolph pouts on every star while Vixen rides a rocket car. Old Rudolph's nose is white as snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face.
A lot of work to do today. Hurry up.
Oh, lies at Santa's feet all summer, winter long. He keeps his toes so nice and warm, 'cause Santa's socks are torn. He sits in the toy workshop when Santa checks his list. If you've been good, he'll bark. If you've been bad, he'll cry. 'Cause Bufo goes where Santa goes, and children know where Bufo goes. On Christmas Eve when all is dark, children hear Bufo bark.
Wanna help with the toys, Bufo? Jump up on a bench.
Bufo tries to wrap some toys for the girls and boys, but instead of hands or claws, he has two great big paws. Dasher, Dancer, Blitzen, and Rudolph, all of him. He wakes up Santa every day with a 'cause Bufo goes where Santa goes, and children know where Bufo goes. On Christmas Eve when all is dark, children hear Bufo bark.
Into the sleigh, Bufo. It's Christmas Eve. Hurry up.
Bufo rides in Santa's sleigh that's filled with toys for out your way. Santa lets him hold the reins while he climbs the chimney lanes. Have your stockings hung and mind your dad and mom, for Santa will watch over you, and so will Bufo too. 'Cause Bufo goes where Santa goes, and children know where Bufo goes. On Christmas Eve when all is dark, children hear Bufo bark.
Hurry up.
Merry Christmas.
Bufo goes where Santa goes.
Those are some
goes.
Classics from the Sirzan collection.
That's the greatest hits. We've played those before.
Yeah, that was the throwback set. You know, those are songs that should be modern-day Christmas classics. So if I have to play them every year until they are, that's what I'm going to do. Last track was Bufo Goes Where Santa Goes. That's
one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, Santa Claus's dog. He wants to help. And the song before that's a 45 out of Odessa, Texas, in the I believe it's in the mid to late 60s on Tracy Records. That is All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl by Ben Hines.
Yes.
A lot of guys probably feel that way. Before that, of course, we had Rudolph Pouts, which is, to me, the greatest collision of the things I love about Christmas music all together, cheesy synths, vibe solos.
Now, you got the entire new wave of new wave scene in Brooklyn trying to emulate that synthesizer.
Yeah, and that's just one of those rare birds. You know, it's indescribable, actually, so I wouldn't even try. And then, of course, we started off with Bobby Sherman getting his Holiday Sedation
unbelievable
sequence set.
That was incredible that he got that on a kid's record.
You Bobby know. Sherman, like, going to Dr. Feelgood. Why would anybody have ever recorded that?
I don't know, but that's what makes it beautiful. Yeah. So that was that set, folks. Hope you liked it.
Oh, man. We're going to go deeper at some of your new discoveries. We're going to tell a little bit of your story about how you came to be the Twisted Christmas Elf. And also, listeners are going to be able to download this music from the net. It's our Christmas present.
Yes, we're going to tell you how, upcoming on Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio. Welcome back to Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. We're listening to music from the collection of Andy Sirzan. And Andy, by day, is the vice president of Jam Productions, one of the last surviving independent concert promoters in the United States. By night, he trolls the back alleys of Christmasdom, flea markets, garage sales, collecting Christmas music from all years, all decades.
It's 364 days a year, you live this stuff, Andy. You're always buying Christmas records, and you'll buy a bin of 100 of them to find that one golden nugget.
The hardest part for me is when I go into record stores or go to collector shows or whatever, is explaining what I'm looking for. I just simply say, do you have any old Christmas records? What are you looking for? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something because cool. I haven't heard it yet, and no one else probably has either.
Well, in a lot of ways, you're doing what a DJ, an underground DJ, looking for a bed for a record would be doing. I mean, you're looking for that one gem buried among all the detritus to put on your annual Christmas CD.
Yeah, that's the trick bag. There's a responsibility to make the CD, which is in year 17 now, something that all my friends will be impressed with. This past year, I've been record shopping in Austin and San Francisco and Detroit and New York. And it's just a thankless grind that nobody has to really know more about than they care to. When I have enough stuff, I sigh of relief, I mix the disc, and off it goes.
There is an underground of tape traders and CD traders across the country who do this, try to make cool Christmas discs every year. You're legendary for having the coolest, because you will dig the deepest. You're way up there in the pinnacle. Your day job, as we said, is promoting shows by Jam, one of the last remaining independent promoters in the country. So the guest list is invite-only of people who get these CDs, includes names like Robert Plant,
yeah.
R.E.M., you know,
Trey Anastasio,
the Flaming Lips, Trey Anastasio, yeah, right, you know, and because you're such a jolly Kris Kringle type of guy, we give it to Sound Opinions listeners for free as a download.
Sure. What, make money off Christmas? What a concept.
If you want to get access to this treasure trove of music from Andy Surzan, where to go is christmas.soundopinions.com.
And this year we've got the covers, too. We've got the artwork up there on the web.
It's amazing. I mean, it's well worth it. And check it out at christmas.soundopinions.com.
Parties across Chicago and across the country are grooving to Andy Surzan's sounds. We hope you're doing the same with us tonight. Where are we going now, Andy? You know, there's some unique discoveries that aren't even on this year's disc. They're too new.
Yeah, this is the set where we break out some world premieres. And without further ado, we're going to start off with Santa's Beard by Preston Penn. And Santa's Beard is stuck to his chin good and tight, and he wears it day and night. And that's what they tell you over and over again in this song. Apparently, the beard's not removable.
Yeah.
Without further ado, here's Santa's Beard by Preston Penn.
Christmas night. Santa's beard is long and white. It's fluffy too. Oh, what a sight. It's stuck to his chin, good and tight. He always wears it day and night.
He always wears it day and night.
He wears big black boots and a red cap too. His reindeer bringing from the North Pole to you. Each year he comes bringing lots of toys. He'll stop by your house if you're good girls and boys. Santa's beard is long and white. It's fluffy too. Oh, what a sight. It's stuck to his chin, good and tight. He always wears it day and night.
He always wears it day and night.
He laughs ho, ho, ho. And his eyes are bright. So go to bed, be good tonight. The sound of sleigh bells tell he's near. It's Christmas night, Santa Claus is here. Santa's beard is long and white. It's fluffy too, oh what a sight. It's stuck to his chin, good and tight. He always wears it day and night.
He always wears it. Night.
He always wears it day and night.
There's a little tree that's lonely just about this time of year, but they never seem to want him. Cheers.
You cannot have Christmas in Chicago without Christmas polka music.
Yes, yes.
And that was Don Cornell, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, with a beautiful accordion solo. Really
Don
festive.
Cornell. Now, that does not sound like a Polish name.
No.
I'm sure it was abbreviated at Ellis Island.
And the great thing about
Korneluski.
Music is you don't have to be Polish to do polka music, but it helps.
Well, that
I guarantee that accordion player was Polish.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard Little Tree That's Lonely. It's about a little Christmas tree that just can't seem to be sold to anybody. So Santa Claus takes it on the sleigh with him, and they go visit girls and boys. And the Little Tree That's Lonely wasn't lonely anymore. That's Mary Alina Peterson. And we started off with Santa's Beard, Preston Penn. One of my favorite finds so far this year. Just a real neat little ditty.
Are most beards removable? I mean, they seem so... They make such a point.
Just
of,
couldn't say it often enough. Yeah. I think they wrote like four lyrics and said, hey, we got enough here. Let's go.
That's Andy Serzan, our personal Christmas elf on Sound Opinions. Those were a bunch of new discoveries, right, Andy? They might make the disc next year.
Yeah, well, I would go so far as to say Santa's Beard's an automatic ad. We have ad number one.
Yeah, there you
go. I like to get a head start.
Now, where did you
stuff.
Find that particular record?
I found that in San Francisco. There's a kind of a funny little story about that. When I was,
actually, I see there always are. I knew that.
I didn't. I don't want to name drop, but I have to tell the story. And I was out there. I was record shopping with Robert Plant, and we were just goofing around, going to Amoeba and all those kind of shops. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Where are we going next?" I go, "Well, there's this one shop down the street where I think they might have some Christmas music." And I got the, "I'll meet you back at the hotel." So I had to shine him to go do what I had to do.
You had to dump the golden god
in order to go buy a No, he loves it, too. He likes my Christmas CD.
And then what? Does this record just jump out of the bin at you? Or do you know how?
No, I went down there and I sat on the floor going through 45 moldy 45s for like 3 hours. It was brutal.
Yeah.
But I found this one and I have my little record player with me when I'm shopping. So I plug in my headphones. They're like, you know, call the police. There's a guy on the floor.
Oh, man.
Ready to get into the next set.
So where are you taking us first, Andy?
This group is called the Free Design, and they were late 60s soft pop icons, mm-hmm. much beloved by the High Llamas and Stereo Lab, etc. They cut a record for an Air Force compilation album in 69, along with such other notable artists as Skitch Henderson, Sandler and Young, Jack Jones.
At the height of the Vietnam War, they were co-opted by the man to sing for.
They got the last laugh because they wrote this song that's basically about a couple of the lyrics, you know, you'll hear them when we play the song, but free drinks, tinsel love, glittering coldly, wandering back through centuries of hate, peace at Christmas, wouldn't that be awfully nice? It's basically saying, you know, this is a mess. Why don't we go back to the shepherds and wise men and figure out a way to all get along and move forward? And no one at the Air Force must have ever listened to this track, because when you hear it, it's an anti-war song on an Air Force recruitment record, and it's got a great beat, and you can dance to it. And here it is.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I think you're going to find our next musical offering quite a refreshing change of pace. Both the group and the song are relatively young, but the thought behind the lyric goes way back to the first Christmas. The group is called the Free Design, brothers and sisters in the Dedrick family. The melody we're about to hear, Shepherds and Wise Men, is from the very creative mind of Chris Dedrick, who is the leader of the group.
Shepherds,
wise men,
starlight,
shining brightly,
flickering down through centuries of time and love. Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star that's not forgotten. Free drinks.
Christmas is for children.
Tinsel love.
Glimmering coldly.
Wandering back through centuries of hate, but now. Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star that's not forgotten.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo.
Awfully nice.
Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star. Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star.
Man, that's cool.
We're going from the subversive to the sublime here with Andy Surzan in one brief set of Christmas music from his massive collection.
Can't
under
you just
the radar
see on that last one? You
holiday
see some
music.
350-pound bassist with a Santa hat on, you know, and he's got the shades.
Oh yeah, that's got a great album artwork on it too. That's off a 1955 EP called "Cool Yuletide" by Irby Green and his All Stars, featuring Al Kahn, Mel Tinton, Mundell Lowe, et cetera, and that's on X Records. Just a beautiful, riffing on Christmas classics. And before that, we heard the Free Design, Shepherds and Wise Men.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to figure this stuff out? Is it 1969 or 2005?
What are we that one's here? Beautiful. That's just so twisted. We're listening to some great esoteric Christmas music, stuff that I would venture to say you've probably never heard.
And maybe never would if you hadn't been listening to this show.
Unless you know Andy Surzan or Robert Plant. Next week, you know what we're doing next week, Andy? We got Billy Gibbons in the studio. New Year's Eve with Billy Gibbons.
Cool.
I wonder what kind of Christmas music Billy Gibbons listens to.
I'm sure he would appreciate this disc. And if you want to download Andy's Christmas collection this year, christmas.soundopinions.com. We'll be back with some more great Christmas music from Andy Surzan on Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio after this.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. We're listening to music from the collection of Andy Surzan.
Okay, well, we're going way back on this next track. This is a recording of a sermon given by Reverend J.M. Gates in 1926. And I don't know if they're recording on Edison discs back then or what they actually recorded this on, but the guy used to record his sermons, and he gave a classic sermon called "Death May Be Your Santa Claus." We're going to use a little excerpt of that to segue into Sonny Boy Williamson's Sonny Boy's Christmas Blues, which is features Elmore James on guitar, by the way, and also...
Now, there's two cheery guys.
Yeah,
boy,
well, the
man.
Song is very cheery also. Sonny's very upset with his lady. He's getting drunk all day Christmas Day. He actually goes looking for his gun. He can't... The devil won't let him have the gun. And so he goes back to drinking, and that's basically the whole song. And it's "Death May Be Your Santa Claus," segueing into Sonny Boy's Christmas Blues. Let's let it rip.
I want to give you a little lecture this morning. I'm using for our subject, "Death May Be Your Santa Claus." Well, as we think, on the 25th of December, we are expecting a great day. But on that day, it is said that Jesus was born.
Yes, sir.
But we celebrate Christmas wrong. From the way I look at this matter, shooting fireworks, cushions, and dance, and raising all other kind of things. But death may be your Santa Claus.
Put some mighty sad news
nothing to say. I heard some mighty sad news, and I don't have nothing to say. My baby left me, started me to drinking on Christmas Day. Lord, I tried to fetch religion, but the devil won't let me pray. The devil will not let me pray. That's why I got to stay drunk, boys, all day that Christmas Day. Oh, on Christmas Day, you know that's one day I hate to have the blues, no kidding. But when she walked out and left me, she gave them to me, so I got to drink them all. I don't even have a Christmas tree in my house unless she come home. But if she do happen to come home, I will enjoy this Christmas. Yes, run ya, baby, and let me tell you what I got to say. Please, please, run ya, darling, and let daddy tell you what he got to say. To me, I'll be drunk all day Christmas Day. Well, all right now. Jump, boy, jump, boy, jump.
Morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. On Christmas morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. I met a bamboo band on the street. First the rhythm was hot and sweet, they were shouting,
"Young papa, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother, and you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Young papa, take a stick and you knock down your brother."
I can remember that 25th of December, on the old man's birthday, everyone were merry upon gay. Women with their dresses so tight, shaking and hitting, now black is white, and they're shouting,
"Down, down, papa, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Why you take this stick and you knock down your brother, then you take this stick and you knock down your father.
Down, down, papa, take a stick and you knock down your brother."
Fellows dressed in short pants, while the woman showed the bamboo dance. I admired Gwendolyn, how she was wagging she dustbin. I had to ball when you're edging me teeth, rolling that thing all over the street, and they're shouting,
"Down, down, pop, take a stick and you knock down my brother.
Wa-pimpy, 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 wa-pimpy,
down, down, pop, take a stick and you knock down my brother."
She said, "Begin a ramas, help entertain Father Christmas." She said, "A drink make cock-a-pool. Now I am cooler than the fool." She says, "Boy, if you love the tone, join in the band and shake up your bone," and they're shouting,
"Down, down, pop, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Oh, you take a stick and you knock down your brother, then you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Down, down, pop, take a stick and you knock down your brother."
Under, over, under,
problem that puzzles my brain. At Christmas time it nearly drives me insane. I've asked all the policemen and postmen as well, but none of them seem to be able to tell. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers over or under the sheet? Does he go to bed with them tucked in his vest? And when he sleeps, do they tickle his chest? Our lawyers and doctors and statesmen say this question's got them all beat. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers over or under the sheet?
Now I can't swim a stroke, said a sailor one night, as he fell in the ocean and vanished from sight. His mate said, I can't swim, but still that's no crime, but tell me before you go down the third time. Gee. We know that the nice girls love a sailor, and some of them love all the fleet. Whiskers over or under the sheet.
You know, there's definitely a problem with most Christmas music today, and it is that there is not enough steel drum.
They have Christmas in the Caribbean, too. Come on.
Right, they just don't have snow. That's why they have to, like, get the drums out and start beating on stuff.
Andy Serzan is our Christmas elf here on Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot. What did we hear in that set, Andy? I mean, we kind of went from, Sonny Boy wanting to kill somebody.
Yeah.
That was dark.
The full
and
range
dire.
Of Christmas emotions.
Yeah, there you go.
That last track, I found I was at a flea market, and some older Caribbean folks were at had a little booth, and they had some old records, and I went like goofing through them, and I found this Caribbean Steel Band compilation record. It looked like it was from the '60s that actually had that track on it, Jingle Bells. Those same people also had some excellent old Jamaican reggae stuff. And I just loaded up my arms and was like, rolling out the door with it. And before that, we heard Santa's Whiskers. That's an old sea shanty, idiotic but cool. And the track before that was out of Trinidad. That's Lord Beginner with the Blue Rhythm Orchestra doing Christmas Morning, The Rum Had Me Yawning. And it's about his activities and exploits on Christmas Eve, I guess. And he's a little foggy the following morning. Of course, we started off with... Death May Be Your Santa Claus, segueing into Sonny Boy's Christmas Blues, Sonny Boy Williamson II.
Awesome.
Great stuff.
Awesome
great stuff. Andy, I don't know if we told you this, but they are rebuilding Navy Pier here to accommodate the new Sound Opinions headquarters studio, and we're going to have a separate Christmas wing for you next year.
Okay.
So you have to forgive the construction noise, because that's what that is.
Is it going to have a fully stocked bar? Or?
We'll have the honorary rivet gun in there for you.
Just marginally noisy. Either that or, we could lie and tell you that that's the Karlheinz Stockhausen jamming with Einstersender Neubauten Christmas record playing simultaneously with us.
When I roll out the door, I'll tell those guys, keep it down, or I'm going to go to my car and get my tire iron.
There you go.
Shy style.
There's the Christmas spirit. So you're gonna play us out with one more set. What do you got?
One more set. You know, been a lot of conversations about Johnny Cash this year, and he was a great guy, and not to sound like, you know, too precious, but...
Did you ever work with Cash?
Well, I had the opportunity to go to a barbecue at his house once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, Andy.
And it was a June Carter record release party, and Johnny had it in his backyard and set up a catered barbecue, and they set up a little stage there, and Johnny and June played, and I sat at the same table as George Jones, and it was just magic moments and stuff. And
were you matching
Andy
Jones
the Possum
shot for shot?
No drinking.
No drinking.
Come on.
Oh, George is supposedly on the wagon.
Well, it wasn't George no drinking. The whole party was no drinking.
Wow.
You know, unless you had a flask or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love Johnny like everybody did, and I kind of put together a little Christmas vignette. I call it a Dynamite Christmas with the Cash Clan.
All right.
It's a little segue about what Johnny likes to do, what his daddy like to do around the holidays every year. And then we're going to segue into one of the all-time classics, A Holiday Season by King Coleman, a real New Orleans vibe kind of thing. And I'd like to thank all you guys for having me back this year to do this again.
Hey, it's our pleasure, Andy.
Wouldn't be Christmas without Andy Surzan.
Well, have a happy ho-ho-ho, everybody. And here's Johnny Cash having a dynamite Christmas.
Daddy started Christmas morning with a stick of dynamite, and he made sure everybody else was up. Bang, joy to the world to see.
The holiday season rolling around, and people all shopping all over town for candies and toys and dresses and ties, boys for their girls and girls for their guys. The snow windows all glimmer so bright, everything from a plane to a bike. The wind bites your nose, your teeth turn to roll. Oh, carols so rare, they flow through the air. The days rush by so quick and so fast. Before you know it, you've arrived at the last. Now comes the day we all waited for. With love, health, and joy, could you ask for more? You kiss your girl for this. Time. You thank your God for being so kind. You shake hands with all, big and small, and say Merry Christmas to you.
My, it is getting late, and we have a lot of surprises to deliver all over the world. You know, I guess we'll have to say goodbye to you now. Did you enjoy Santa's surprise party? You did? Well, we're glad you came.
Here's the sleigh, Santa.
Good, good. Well, we'll jump right in, and away we go. Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Thanks to Andy Surzan, our very own Christmas elf. His music is available at christmas.soundopinions.com. Next week, it's New Year's Eve with Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top.
That's going to be a hot show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We have some people to thank here. As always, our managing producer and director is Todd Bachman. Our longtime producer and our Hanukkah elf is Mr. Matt Spiegel. Our associate producers, Robin Lynn and Jason Saldana. And the absolute opposite of the Grinch, our executive producer, Tori Malatia. We'll see you next week on Sound Opinions.
Good night, Santa. Good night, Mrs. Santa's sister.